Tough. We'll try to hold the cup. Okay. So we are on Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, the fourth line. Okay? So now the Gemara is going to bring another din. And we had mentioned about the Sir Lashem and Shil HaZazel, Homach Lokas is what the Goral. At the end of the day, we came up saying that it's the Goral that determines which is which. You can't do it, it's Ma'akev. You can't do it Peshem. Ah, okay. Wait, 10 more seconds. You can't do it Peshem. So it has to be with the Goral. So the Gemara says now, Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, Ein hakinim misparshos ela oblikichas vailim obasiyas koin. The kinim, right? So you have certain korbanos that have come with birds. Korban olviore, korban yoledes. They come with, birds are brought. One is shnei torim or shnei bnei yona that are brought, one lechatas, one leola, and we've learned to. Oftentimes, you can't mix them up because the different avodas, the olas above the chodasikra, the chatas below the chodasikra, so you can't mix them up. But you have to determine which one's the ola, which one's the chatas. So the Chizda says there are two points in time and when you can determine which one is which. It's over the kichab, Lukikas Bailim, it's either at the time when the Bailim purchases the birds, or if he owns birds, if he sets aside the birds, right, as Svasemis points it out, Obasiyas Kohen, or when the Kohen does the Avoda, meaning, if the Bailim says that this is a Chakas, this is all the time of the Lukikha, that's it, they're set, Kohen can't change it. If he doesn't say it at the time of Lukikha, then there's no other point in time where you can establish which one is which until the time that the Kohen puts them on the Mizbeach. The Kohen will determine it. The Kohen cannot change what was done by Shas Lekicha, but if it's not done at Shas Lekicha, then the Kohen determines which was which at Shas Asiyah. Okay?
Which Asiyah?
The Malika. Yeah, the Avoda. Right, Rashi says, Einas kinim misparshos, ezel ola, the ezel chatas, ela ob lekichas bailim, im kikisha kanan, when he bought it, amar ze ani lokeich ola, vet ze lechatas, Shuv ain't a Kohen Yachol Nishno Sam Yasiya Son Yimshina Pasal. The Kohen can't change it, and if he does, it's Pasal. The Im Kishe Kanan, when he bought it, Lo Piresh, right? Apo Pisha Karol Lehem Shem La Acher Mikan. Even if later he says this is this and this is that, right? Ain't Shem Chal Lehem the Yachol Kohen Nishno Sam. The Kohen can change his mind. I mean, Kohen probably should do what the Avilim wants, but it's not. It doesn't establish it. Okay. So Amar Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, my time with Rav Chisda. What's the svara? What's the reasoning of Rav Chisda? Diksiv, because the pasuk says this pasuk is by the Yoledes. The pasuk by Yoledes says Vilacha. The full pasuk is Vilacha Shnei Sorim or Shnei Bnei Yona Echad Olav Echad Lechatas. So it says when is it determined Echad Olav Echad Lechatas? Vilacha when she buys it, right? And it also says Va'asa. This is by the Zav, which is also Korban Olav Yored. It says Va'asa Osam HaKohen Echad Lechatas Echad Ola. So again, at the Asiya, one can between the Chatas, one can become an Ola, right? So Ola Lekicha, O Bilis Biyasiya, right? Rashi says. It says So the whole thing that we're establishing now is the only if you have, and the Gemara is making this leap that we're showing to discuss, if you have karbanos that have a pair. And one has to become A, and one has to become B. The only time you can decide, the focal point, and when you can decide which one is A, which one is B, is either at the Lekicha or at the Asiya. Now we're going to start asking questions from the Shnei Seirim, Echel Hashem, Echel Azazel. When are they establishing which one is which? Seems to be neither. It's not at the Asiya. It's not the Lekicha. Okay, so we'll get to that. But that's only because of Guzer Zakasa. But it's not at the Lekicha, and it's not at the Asiya. It's in the middle. There's nowhere it's land. You can ask, oh, well, this is birds and this is animals. We still don't deal with that. So, Mesve, the Gemara asks the following question, right? And this is the Bryce that we brought to the end of yesterday, right? The Pasuk says, Hikri v'aronos ha-soyer asher ola alav gol Hashem v'yasa'u chatos. So it's mashma that if the goral osil chatos, then Hashem osil chatos. We have a Pasuk that teaches us that only hagrala makes the chatos, but not kriyas Hashem makes the chatos. So why do I need this Pasuk? Because if I had not had this Pasuk, I would have thought that Kriyas Hashem would work. Why? Because Yachol Valo Dinhu. It would have been a Kavach Omer. What's the Kavach Omer? Uma b'makom shlo kiddush hagorel kiddush Hashem, makom shlo kiddush hagorel, ein odin shikadosh Hashem. Let's say you have makom shlo kiddush hagorel. What's that? That's the Kenan. Makom shlo kiddush hagorel, the Hashem works. Kriyas Hashem would work. So you would think, so makom shlo kiddush hagorel, if even a Gorel can work, and certainly the shame ain't no dinshi kind of shame. So usually by birds where the girl doesn't work, Kriyas Hashem works. So then by the Shnei Seirim, where Goral does work, Goral is obviously, it seems to be a more or less emphatic statement of making something one another. You're not saying that this is it. You're just leaving up a chance. So if leaving up a chance works, so then actually stipulating should work. Therefore comes the Pasuk, Talmud Lomar, comes the Pasuk, Vaso Chatos. The Pasuk says, you should make it a Chatos, HaGoral Osa Chatos, Vein Hashem Osa Chatos. So the Goral makes the Chatos, and not the Kriyas Hashem. But had we not had this Pasuk, you would have had your Kavah Chomer, whether or not you agree to Kavah Chomer or not. The Gemara says you would have had this Kavah Chomer. And the Kavah Chomer would have told you that Kriyas Hashem would work. But the Gemara says, Vahahacha, dropping the Kavah Chomer now, Kriyas Hashem would work by the Shnei Seirim. What moment in time are we talking about? Vahacha, La Shasak Likicha. It's not Shas Likicha, because we already brought them in before. We already did vidui on one of them. We did some stuff with them. It's not the time that they purchased the animal. The lav shasasihi. It's also not the asiyah, because only now we're doing the vidui. Then we're going to do some other stuff, and then we're going to come back and shecht it and bring it out. So it's in the nowhere's land. So vahahacha lav shasasihiya lav shasasihiya v'katani the kava. And you see that's koveya. Had it not been for the kava chomer, it would be koveya. What? The girl is only learned out because of the...
Yeah, but that's the process for which you for what?
Okay, but the girl is not happening...
determines which is...
At what point in time?
When you do the girl.
But the girl is neither b'shas ha-kicha or b'shas ha-siyah.
You're saying the girl is not working?
Well, the problem is because they're doing it with the Kavah Chomer. I think you can ask the question that way also. What's establishing...
For the same reason, I find the Kavah Chomer fault. Because Kavah Chomer doesn't talk about the girl at all.
Right. Right, look at Rashi. Rashi says... They're focusing on the Kavah Chomer. They're focusing on the fact that, listen, really, Kriyas Hashem should work because of the Kavah Chomer. Just because there's a custom, it doesn't work. But how can you even say that? Because it's not Shas Lakicha, not Shas Asiyah. I hear your question. Gemara doesn't assume that. The Gemara assumes that without the Kavah Chomer, saying something that sans the Kavah Chomer, it still becomes a Kasha. How could it be? How could you have had this Havamina? It's not Shas Lakicha, it's not Shas Avoda.
Why is that Lakicha? You're taking
Lakicha means when you purchase it. When you purchase it, or you set aside money for it, or you do something, you'll see that coming up. But here it's already done. They already bought. They're already in the Beis HaMikdash. Just bringing them out. It's not the kicha of bringing it into the Beis HaMikdash. It's the kicha to buy it.
This presupposes that you can't cut out two animals from your herd that you have already. You bought a herd of cattle.
Right. No, I said that already. I said that the kicha also means when you're setting them aside. I said that already. So Amar Rava. So Rava says, no, we're going to change the Kavah Chomer. Hachi Kamar. This is what it means. In a place where a goro wouldn't work, even afilu b'shas l'kicha, afilu b'shas asiya, kiddush Hashem b'shas l'kicha, b'shas asiya, makom shekiddush hagorel shelo b'shas l'kicha, v'lo b'shas asiya, ein odin shekiddush Hashem b'shas l'kicha, b'shas asiya. Let's go again. What's the case of the birds? The birds are goro doesn't work. Goro never works. Even b'shas l'kicha, even b'shas asiya, the goro doesn't work. Nevertheless, Kiddush Hashem b'shas l'kicha b'shas asiya. If you call it by name, that does work by the b'shas l'kicha and b'shas asiya. So then, makom shekiddush hagoral by the shnei seirim by the goral, right? So afilu b'shas l'kicha, the goral works. Shelo b'shas l'kicha and shelo b'shas asiya. The gzeirus hakasav, like you said, the gzeirus hakasav is that the goral will work even if it's not shas l'kicha and even if it's not shas asiya. So Kavachomer, that Kriyas Hashem should work when? B'shas l'kicha, b'shas avo, b'shas asiya. If Goral works at the wrong time, then Kriyas Hashem should work at the right time. So therefore comes the Pasuk. So Talmud Lomar, v'aso chatos, Goral osa chatos, v'ein Hashem osa chatos. So there's no kasha on the din of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda seemed to indicate that only at shas asiya and only at shas l'kicha does it work. We had a Kavah Chomer, and the Havamina of the Kavah Chomer would disprove that. No, the Havamina of the Kavah Chomer is different. The Havamina was that Kriyas Hashem for the Shnei Seirim at Shas L'kicha or at Shas Avodah would work. Kamash Malam, we have the Zeirus Agassiv that tells us no, that only Hagrala works, not Kriyas Hashem at all. Okay, so pulls it out, no Kasha. Now the Gemara is going to ask another Kasha on Rav Chisda. But I still don't understand. I mean, I'm not fully understanding what the point. I mean, the simple answer is just because he's talking about birds. Right. And he says kinim, right? Kinim can need shas asi and shas akicha. That's where the pasuk comes from. And he's talking about behemoths. There's no pasuk by them. So what's the? Okay. I believe there's a Tosfos you started on it. I didn't see it, so I know that there's. I know that it's discussed, but it's just it's sticking in my head. Okay. So Tashma, another question.
What's happening to Lekoin Malika? There's no designation until
you have two birds. One's a chatas, one's an ola. Either the designation took place when the owner bought them or took them out of the coop.
He gives them to Cohen.
The Cohen discernment, so which is which? Okay. So Tashma, another question on Rav Chisda. Metame mikdash, ani, the hiprish modus lakino. So you have a case of a guy who has to bring a korban ola v'yored. Korban ola v'yored, you know, if you're rich, you bring the behema. You're poor, two birds. If you're really, really poor, depending on your tax bracket, right? So if you have to pay for your own health insurance, you have to bring the behema. If your firm pays for it, you have to bring birds. If you're in Obamacare, then you can bring the korban. You can bring the korban mitzvah. So Tashma, I always have to bring it in because it just bothers the heck out of me. Okay, so Tosh.
To
figure
well,
it out.
You
went most Americans. Tashma, well, I don't know. Here, I couldn't find it.
But not the most important 500, 400 and whatever, 35 Americans who determined otherwise. Okay, so Tashma, Mekadesh Mitame Mikdash. So guy's bringing a carbon ol v'yori because Mitame Mikdash, which means Rashi says he was either Nikdash l'Mikdash Tamei, or he was Nikdash l'Mikdash Tamei. He entered the base of Mikdash when he was Tamei. He has to bring a carbon ol v'yori, and he's middle of the road, so he has to bring his dal, he has to bring the birds. The Hifrish Ma'os Lakino. And he separates his money to buy the Torah of Sneb Neyona, right? I think it means that he separated. This is for the Ola, this is for the Chatas, and the assumption is that that's considered Shas L'Kicha, because that's considered sufficient time. So he separated. This money is for the Chatas, this money is for the Ola. Hashir. And then, before he brought the Korbanos, he hit the jackpot, right? He became wealthy, and now he's hired to bring the Korban Behema. Now, the Korban Behema is only a Chatas. There is no Ola by the Ashir, right? The Achakach Amar, so he says, you know what? The money that I set aside for the bird chatas, elul the chatas so, that I'll bring for my chatas, the elul the ola so, and the ola money I'll bring for my ola. But he makes a mistake, because there is no ola when he's rich. Okay, keep that in mind. So what does he do? Mosif umebi chovaso mitme chataso. Fine, so the money put aside for the chatas, so the chatas bird costs $10. So he has $10 set aside, and another $40 to buy the $50 animal. All right, so mosif chovaso mitme chataso. The A mostly maybe chovasu mitme olaso, and he doesn't add to the $10 that was set aside for the ola because it doesn't have a chi of ola. So we'll see what's done with that money. The dava is always the answer. We'll see what's done with that money. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. Baha hacha, in our case with the brisa, what happened was it's the usher. He became wealthy after he said this is for a chatas and this is for the ola, right? The lab shas lekicha. This is not shas lekicha anymore because he separated them before he became wealthy, right?
No.
Yes, he separated them on hifrish maso lekicha.
Separates means purchase, right?
I'm not sure. One second.
That's what you said.
No, I'm wrong then. Rashi says ha'haka de la acher shehifrishon pirish. It's after he separated them. He separated the money aside. He didn't say which is which. That's why I said wrong. He puts the money aside, but he wasn't mafrish which is for one. Right. Look at Rashi. Last short line. V'ahacha de'la'achar shehifrishon perish. After he separated the money, he explicated which one goes for which one goes for what. The enzel lo l'kicha v'lo asiya. That's not l'kicha. That's not asiya. So what's going? And yet the Gemara says, so just add that money. Gemara says, and it's a Bryce says it's a valid assignment. Because what you do is you take extra money for the chatas money, and the ola money goes to the side. But why? You didn't separate. You didn't do anything yet. V'ha'acha, v'la'v shas akicha, v'la'v shas ha'itziyahi, v'katani, and nevertheless, the kava. It says the kava, right? Aleh Hashem, v'eim Hashem Yishno Sam. You can't change. This is chatas money. This is Asher. This is ola money. So for the chatas money, I add $40, and the ola money, whatever, put aside. But the point being is that at this point, when he determined which is for the chatas and which is for the ola, it was after, right? It was after we separated the money. Separating, so Kriyas Hashem took place when? Not Shas Lekicha, not Shas Asiya. So that's Akasha. The Gemara says, Rashi is going to answer as I'm going to say as follows. Listen, this whole Braisa is messed up. And we're going to have to change the words of the Braisa one way. So once we have to change the words of the Braisa one way, we'll change the words of the Braisa another way, and therefore it won't be a Kashan or a Chiz anymore. Why is this Braisa messed up? As I already mentioned, there's no Ola by the Usher when he becomes rich. Right? So Rashi says, the Gemara says, I'm a Rashishas. Vitisbra. Do you think that this Braisa is a standing Braisa? The Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Oshia, Rav Elazar said the name of Oshia, Mitamin Mikdash for Oshir. Someone who's Mitamin Mikdash as a poor person. And he has to, so he has to bring a korban over here, and he's supposed to bring a bird. And then, Mitamin Mikdash Oshir, and he's wealthy. So he has to bring a behemoth, right? He's a Tamei who entered the Mikdash Meshogeg. He's chayav kovan olav yorei, and since he's wealthy, he has to bring a keves lechatas, right? So he does v'no kedin. What does he do? The hevi korban ani, and he brings the korban ani. He brings two birds. So what's the story? Lo yatza. He's not yotze yischiyum. Why? So the Gemara says v'kevan de lo yatza, because he has to bring a bird. V'kevan de lo yatza, and if he's not yotze, hechi kava. So what happened to this guy? He was poor. The time when establishes what you're obligated to bring is the time when you come to the base of the English. So this guy was poor, and he sets aside money. And then he's rich. So at the moment, now that he's rich, so saying that something is an Ola doesn't count for anything. What are you talking about? It's established that this is an Ola? It can't be. He's not chayim for the Ola. Hey, Chikava, how does his Amira set aside the money for the Ola? He's not mechuyev in the Korban Ola Lor because he's wealthy. And since he's wealthy, he's not roy for the korban ani. So he can't be koveya that these mogs would be chatas and these mogs would be. It doesn't make sense because he's not chayav the korban. So the brisa doesn't make sense. The brisa said, right? So amar elu chatas of elu also. So maybe chavasu midi chataso. The emos maybe chavasu midi meola. What the meola? It didn't work. There's no tmeola here. He's not chayav in the tmeola. So it must be that's messed up. So we have to change the brisa. Ella my islach lemeimar. What are we supposed to say? Shekvar amar me aniuso. What happened was, this is how I thought it said originally. What happened was that when he was poor, he set aside the money, said this is for the chatas, said this is for the ola. So now he has the shas lekicha. It's set aside, assuming that shas lekicha, and it's set aside, and then he becomes rich. So at the moment he said that this is for chatas and this is for an ola, that worked because at that moment in time that's what he was chayav. So that worked. So now we're best. So that the price has to change for that. Meaning the machalukas of the Mos and the Kriyas Hashem were done when he was chay, when he was an ani and was obligated to bring a chadis and ola. That's why his words worked in that case. And now so now we have to change the brisa that way. So we're switching the brisa around. So once we're changing the brisa, hachinami, let's say shekvar amar mishasa frasha. So our question was, so when did he say it? It seems to be over here that he only said one was for the other. Later. So no, he said it when he was separated. He separated the money, and he said, this is for the chadis, this is for the ola. So if he's separating the money, which we're assuming is shas l'kicha, so that's exactly for chizda. At shas l'kicha, he said, this is for chadis, and this is for the ola, and that's why it takes hold. Because that's exactly what chizda said, at shas l'kicha, or shas l'ola. Hokinami. What? He was only at that point. That's what we changed the beginning part of the brisa. So the way it works is now, the brisa says as follows. He's chayav to bring a korban olah when he's poor. He sets aside money when he's a poor. And then he explicates, this is for chatas, this is for ola when he's poor. And then he becomes rich. That's how the price of reads now. Right, whatever it is. Somebody won. Right?
Two people.
What's the take-home pay?
Half of more than ours, 600 million.
What?
More than ours.
No, but then the taxes and the lump sum, it's all different.
Yeah, I know it doesn't pay.
Yeah.
Time is all over,
it's
even more
than
that. Yeah, it doesn't pay
to waste
a dollar.
You could buy a lot of birds
with
that money.
Not Yotze with the birds. Except for, but now the question is, we just quoted Rav Oshia who said that if you're rich, the poor man's korban doesn't work. And therefore we had to mess up, change the price. But there's a shita that says that if you're rich and you bring the poor person's korban, you didn't do the right thing, but you're Yotze. So then the brisa is fine. So we're not changing this. The brisa for this words, we're not changing the brisa later, and it becomes a question of Rav Chisda. Because the whole reason why it did become a question of Rav Chisda is because you were mafresh, you explicated which is for the chatas, which is for the ola, before you became rich. But now, and that's only changing because we're changing the brisa. But according now to Rav Chaga, Amar Rav Yoshia, you don't have to change the brisa. Ula Rabbi Chaga, Amar Rav Yoshia, the Amar Yotza, that if you're a Batavi Mikdash who's Ashir, and he's chayav to bring korban olav yorei. He's supposed to be the rich man's korban. And he brings the poor man's korban. He's yotze b'dieved nesova. So therefore, when the Mishnah said, when the Braisa said that he separated Ola money and Chatas money, that's valid according to Rav Chaga, because you would be Yotze. So the Braisa is legit. If the Braisa is legit, without the change. If the Braisa is legit without change one, then the Braisa is legit without change two, which means that the establishing of what money is Chatas and what money is Ola is taking place. Not B'Shas HaKicha, not B'Shas HaSiyah, it's a question of Rav Chizda. I don't say what's a question of Chizda. Say Rav Chizda holds it the other sheet. I don't know. Okay, fine. So, Ula Chaga, Amar Rav Yoshia, the Amar Yotza, Ma'ik L'Memer. So, what are you going to say? So, he says, Lo, you could change the price also for Rav Chaga. Lo Tema V'Achakach Amar, Ela Ema V'Achakach Lokafi Amar. Add the word L'Kicha into the price. Rashi says, adding one word is not such a big change. You'll add one word, that doesn't mean a messed up price. So, you change it. Right, it's like gematrias can be off by a word, so a price can be off by, you know, by number. Prices can be off by a word, so you just, and you have to word the achakach amar lakach the amar. So it's the whole thing is taking place at shas lekicha. Or to answer Rav Chizda, into Rav Chaga, you add the word lakach. So he's saying, when is he saying once the money is for chatas and the money is for an ola? Is when he's actually purchasing the animal. Okay, so Gemara says, wait a second, I got a problem now. Let's look at the brisa. So you're talking about where it's lakach. So what happens? It means he actually bought the birds. But what does the Braisa say at the end? Oh, so what you do is you take the leftover money that wouldn't be used to buy chatas and you add to it. What are you talking about leftover money? You already bought the birds. Lakach, mosifu maybe chovaso, my nihu. So what money is there? So the Gemara says, oh, the parikle. You were poed it. You can't be poed it via a pigeon oaf. Learn the Gemara Menachos. There's no pigeon for an oaf. Right? There's no, right? That's, where did we learn that? Is it Croesus? Maybe it's in Croesus. The halacha is that the only time you have pigeon is for animals, not for ophos, not for livon, not for anything else. So you can't tell. So you try to figure out where the money came from. It's Menachos where? Right. So Mishnah Menachos and Kuf. That is, the pigeon is only by behemoth balas mum, but not by a bird. So where, the question that Rav Gemara is asking, according to you now, you're saying that he bought the birds. It's a lakach ba'amar. So where's the extra money? If he bought the birds, he bought the birds. So he's like, oh, he bought the birds and he was poed to them. No, he didn't. He can't be poed to them. There's no money. The Gemara says, so he gives a whole, there's other ukimta. So Amar Papa, he goes, Shalakach pray the achas. We always see the key, and they're always sent to all together. He bought one bird. He's in the middle of the transaction, and he only bought one bird. So what happened? He bought one bird, and he bought one bird, and he's going to establish which bird that's going to be. Because it's Shalakach Amar. So he buys the bird, and he says which bird this is. So he goes, Shalakach pray the achas. E ola zavon. So if he bought an ola bird, right? So mosif umevi chovasam mitvei chatasa. What happens? He got rich. So he used money and he bought an ola bird. So that means automatically the leftover money is for the chatas. So with that leftover money, he adds to and buys his animal. But that, right? So he says e ola zavon mosif umevi chovasam mitvei chatasa. Vahai ola azlan adava. And this bird that he bought for an ola, that becomes a nadava. Done, no problem. The ola, he's rich now. So the ola bird is a nadava. And the leftover money, which is now nikva for a chatas, he has to add the $40 to buy the $50 animal, in our example. But the ichatas zavan, let's say he took the money and he bought a korban chatas. Well, now we got a problem. He's only obligated to bring a chatas, and he has no leftover money for the chatas, because that leftover money is for an ola. So what's going on? So ichatas zavan, he doesn't add money to the ola money because he's not chayiv in ola anymore. He's only chayiv the chatas because he's rich now. He's only chayiv the animal chatas. So you don't do anything with that ola. I guess that money. I guess with that money you buy a nadava. You just buy something for a nadava. Bahai chatas, and a bird that he bought for a chatas, what happens to it? Oslamisa. You just have to let it graze, I guess, until it dies and get rid of it. He's stuck. So that's when the Braisa says if it's left over. If there's leftover money for the money for the chatas, you add to it, but you don't add to leftover money for the ola, because it's talking about a case where you only bought one bird. That's how you answer. I think it's much easier to say that Rav Chizda doesn't hold like Rav Chaga.
Yeah, you're second.
And then you're done. Okay.
Why do you only buy one? I don't get it.
The problem was in the Braisa, the way we're setting up the Braisa now according to Rav Chaga is that he went ahead when he was poor. He went ahead, when he was rich, didn't make a difference. Because Rav Chaga says a rich person can bring the poor person's carbon. He went ahead with the money, bought the birds, and stipulated which one is which. So the Gemara, but...
Why would he put one at a time?
We'll get there. So he stipulated which one is which. So he bought it. So the Gemara says, wait a second, how can it be a case where he bought it? The Bryce explicitly states that there's leftover money. So you could say, oh, yeah, change. But whatever. He bought the birds. He bought the birds. And then the Gemara says, Bryce says, with the leftover money, just add on to bring the chatas. What leftover money? He already spent it. So the Gemara has to come up with these cases where there's leftover money. When is there leftover money if he only bought one bird at a time? So if he bought one bird and he bought the Ola, he had set aside $20. $10 he bought the Ola. $10 is for the Ola. So he's $10 extra dollars, that's chatas money. So add extra money to that chatas and go buy your animal. So I'm saying Kol Ruchagi doesn't have to, but with Lechathili he's supposed to do that. But if he spent the money and he bought a chatas, well, the leftover money is for the Ola. You don't have to add to that. He's not obligated to bring an Ola anymore. So just take that money, bring in the Nava, and the chatas is stuck. Let it go to Misa and buy an animal for a chatas. That's the Shaka Tire coin to Rechaga.
Why can't he add to the chatas in that case?
He bought the chatas in that case. Yeah, he bought a bird.
Bird's no good anymore
because he's rich. Yeah. But he's not, according to Rechaga, it is technically good. He just shouldn't, the chatila shouldn't be using it. He didn't buy an Ola yet. There's money now that's set aside for an Ola. But the only girl is bringing the dava, so take that $10 and buy from the dava.
The problem is not the bird, the problem is the chattas. He can't bring the chattas,
Ola. Bird.
Forget if it's the bird or not.
What?
You can't upgrade on the chattas, though. Whether it's a bird or an animal.
No, it's already set aside. What's he supposed to do? He can't add money to the
bird.
Right.
Not because it's a bird.
Because it's a carbon.
Because it's a
carbon. It's a carbon. It's set aside as a carbon already. What are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do with it? So let it die.
Right.
So I don't understand why he could do that. According to Rav Chaga, he could be Yotze. So why take this animal? And my gosh, why? Your same question. Why take this animal and force it to die?
Right.
Just
leave
do the b'di'evit way and let him and bring us and bring that. You put, so your choice is kachin hokel and beis ibud, which we said. What we said is a problem.
He's gonna bring another one.
But this one is going to ibud.
So
you say so? I don't understand that. I don't understand why that's.
According to Rav Chaga, there's no reason for it. I didn't say that.
There's no reason to force it to die because it could be kosher.
Yeah, just
kill
the bird.
All right. Okay.
You're right. It's
b'di'evit. Do you want to be a b'di'evit Jew?
No, they're. I'm saying that there are counter forces here that are at work here. The question is clearly the fact that this is only b'di'evit is outweighing the fact that you're making it go to waste.
Look at
this.
Chatzili
is supposed to bring that. The only reason why it works is if b'di'evit it happened that you did it. But in this case, we're in the situation, it's not b'di'evit anymore, I guess. So you have to let chatzili go do what's right. Okay, Gufa. Now we're going to talk to Machlokas itself. Going back to this Machlokas. Gufa. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia, Metame Mikdash Asher, so someone who's Chayav a Korban Olah B'Yoreh, and he's an Asher, but he's Metame Mikdash, Hehevi Korban Ani, and he brought the second level. Doesn't say if he brought the Mincha, only if he brings the Korban Ani. Doesn't bring the Dali Dalas. So I don't know what the luck is there, right? Lo Yotza. He's not Yotzi Deis Chova, but Rab Chaga Amar Rabbi Oshia Yotza. Rab Chaga says that you are Yotzi. So Meitzvei. We're going to ask a question on Rab Chaga, recorded from a Mishnah in the Goyim. Okay, in the 14th parak, the 12th Mishnah, Mitzora Ani. You have a Mitzora. Mitzora comes to become Tahor, right? After he becomes Tahor, he has to bring a Keves La'asham and Shnei Sorim, or Shnei B'nei Yona, Echad Olav, Echad L'chatas. Right? So, if he's an Ani. But if he's an Ani, Shehevi Korban Asher, which is two Kvasim and a Kipsa, right? He has more animals. So if the Mitzora of poor Ani, if a poor Mitzora brings the rich Mitzora's carbon, you're Yotza. Going up. You're Yotza. But Asher, Shehevi Korban, on the low Yotza. But the rich man bringing the poor man's carbon, he's not Yotza. So what question basically is in Rechava? Chaga. Why is it by Korban Olah B'Yoreh, if the rich man brings the poor man, it is good, but by the Mitzora, if the rich man brings the poor man, it's no good? What's the difference? If you say that by any case where there's birds and there's up and down, it should work with the Evid. What's the difference? So the answer is no. Shani Hasam. It's different there by the din of Mitzora because the Ksiv Zos. There's a Xerus Kosov that says Zos Tiyah Toras HaMitzora, and then it lists. So Zos establishes that even b'di'evad, this is the way it has to be. Which is, wait a second, this is the way it has to be with Zos. Then why is a poor man yotzei with the rich man's korban? Yeah, he's going up, but the pasuk says Zos. It has to be exactly the way I said. And the way I said was the poor man brings this korban, and yeah, he's bringing a different korban. So ihachi reishanami. So Gemara says no. Harabi Rachmana Toras. There's also a riboy of Toras, where Toras means any altogether. Zos tia Toras hamatzora. So we have an inclusion of Toras, but we have an exclusion of Zos. So the way they learn it is that the inclusion includes going up, and the exclusion means going down. So a poor man can bring a rich man's, but a rich man's can't bring a poor man. But it's Xerus Akasa. But when it comes to Thomas Mikdash, we don't have that. We don't have that, and therefore Chagai would say that the rich man can bring the poor man's.
This way.
Of course it is. It's only logical, and we only have to get to this logic because we have opposite limudim. We have contradictory limudim. One says to expand, one says to contrast. So what contract? So which way do we do it? The one where you're malim a kodesh, where someone brings more, is good. One brings less, is no good. I think you're right.
Because otherwise, you're causing this poor guy to go out. He already lost his money, and now he's got to go out and buy
more. I hear that as well. Okay. So the Gemara says, HaRabbi Rachmana Torah. So the Gemara answers, V'atanya Torah, L'rabos Mitzorah Anishevi Korban. Yeah, I've just got to read it inside. This is the answer. V'atanya Torah. So Torah is L'rabos Mitzorah, learned in a Braisa. Exactly what we said outside is said in a Braisa. V'atanya Hizbini Chusarash, she says. Right, Torah, which says Torah Mitzorah is Larabos Mitzorah Oni Shevi Korban Asher. That is Yotzei. Poor man brings rich man. It's Yotzei. Yachal Afilo Asher Shevi Korban Oni. Maybe even a rich man brings a poor man, like it is by the Korban Olam Yored. According to Rechava, Tamalomar Zos. Zos excludes it. That's excluded. So Gemara says, okay, wait a second. So now that I learned that poor bringing rich is good, rich bringing poor is no good by the Mitzorah. B'neilach Minah. Go learn that now to the other Korban Olam Yored. Go learn that by Tommy Mikdash Vikotchav. That rich to poor is no good, poor to rich is good. So it'd be a question on everybody, I guess. So Gemara says, no, it's a question on Rechaga, right? Rechaga says, by Tumas Mikdash, that the poor rich man can't bring a poor man. We'll learn it out from Mitzorah that a rich man may not bring the poor man. So he says, no, Xeris HaKasuv. By Mitzorah, it says, the Imdalhu, the Ein Yadom HaSeges. It's just the Imdalhu, specifically him, in this case. Not in any other case. Right. There's a cost. Okay. Now we're going back to the Seder Avoda, right? The Seder Avoda on Yom Kippur. So basically what we had is he brought the seer. They drew the lots. Okay? They drew the lots. And what happens now? One's Lashem, one's Lazazel. But remember, these are identical twins. So you can get confused which is to which. You have to make a simon to know which is which. So what do you do? Kashar Lashon Shel Zahoris Virosh Sayir Hamishtaleach. They took a red ribbon or red string, and they tied it to the head of the scapegoat. Right? It's a scapegoat that's going away. The Hamido Kenegah Beishnuchel. And they turned its head, I guess it's towards the east, because it's going to go out of the Beis Hamidosh up to the east side. So they turned its head facing the east. Vilanishchat, right? Kenegah Beishnuchel. Vilanishchat Keneged Beishchitaso. And the Nishchat, they did it next to its Beishchita. Question is going to be, what do they do next to the Beishchita? Did they turn it, or did they wrap a string around the Beishchita, which means wrapping a string around the neck?
But, you know, we said before, you wrap the string around the Sarim Mishtaleach also? Around the neck?
Yeah. No, they wrapped the string around the horns of the Sarim Mishtaleach, right? Berosh. And now the carbon that's going to be nishchat, it says kineged beishchitaso. Remember, the Mishnah just mentioned two things that we did with the azazel. One, we wrapped the string, and one, we faced it where it's going to go.
Right.
So does this mean that we just take the shear and nishchat to face it, or do we actually tie a string around it? We'll get to that. There'll be a Bryce to explain that. So then, what does he do? Balo itzel paroshnia. He goes to his par a second time. Remember, he had the par that he already did vidoy on again. He did vidoy for himself and Achi Beisho. Now he's going to do the second vidoy. The second vidoy is for him and for the Kohanim. So balo itzel paroshnia. The shomek shnei yodav alav, and he puts his and he does smich with his two hands on it. Umisvadeh, and he says vidoy. Ikach haya omer, and this is what he used to say. Ana Hashem. He didn't say shame. He actually said the shame.
Shame,
Hashem. machlokas in the Rosh Mizan machlokas between the Rosh and Rabbi, which Shem Hashem. According to the Rosh, it's Shem Havaya. It's the name of 40. According to the Rabbi Gaon, it's the 42-letter name. 42 letters. The Rosh says it's not. It's the 4-letter name.
Really?
That's the Rosh. Rosh and Simon Yates. Okay. The Rosh says that he just says Yud Kei Vav Kei. Fine. The question is that when we say it, it's interesting. When we say it during davening, we actually say Ana Hashem. We don't say Admas. What's going on? So that they all talk about it. Like when we say Ana Hashem, whenever he would say the full name, right? We say Hashem, except when we're quoting a pasuk, because if we say Shem Adnos, it makes it sound like the Kohen also said Shem Adnos. We have to completely separate what we're saying. So if we say Ana Hashem, it's clear to everybody in the shul that the Kohen, when he said it, actually said the full name. But then at the end of the pasuk, when we say, l'fnei Hashem tisaru, so there's a machlokas. Actually, do you say l'fnei Hashem or do you say l'fnei Adnos? We say Adnos because there we look at the court of a pasuk, so we can say Shem Adnos. Okay. So v'kach ha'yomer Ana Hashem. And then the girsa. So we'll just which girsa is right? We'll just say do the pas girsa. It's aviti pashati chatasi. Right, we had the whole machlokas which way it goes first. Here we say chatasi pashati avisi because to go up in stringency, whatever. Avisi pashati chatasi panecha ani uveisu bnei Aaron am kedoshecha ana Hashem kaper na lavonos lapashoyim lachatoyim shavisi v'shapashati v'shechatasi panecha ani uveisu bnei Aaron am kedoshecha chakasu besoros moshe avdecha ki beyom hazeh yichapro lechem v'tarish kam yichol chatosichem lefnei Hashem tit haru v'hein and everybody standing in Zorah. On and Acharav, they would say afterwards, Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso V'Yolam Vo'ed. Right, that's what they would say. Instead of saying Amen, that's what they would say. The question is, do they say Baruch Shem at the end, or they say Baruch Shem after they heard Shem Hashem each time? When they heard Shem Hashem, they bow down. That's when they did the prostration, and they bow down. So you end up having, right, essentially, the 10 prostrations, right? You have three by each of the Viduyim. And then they also said Hashem's name when he did the Hagrola, Kadosh Lashem. That's just a machlokas in the Piyutim. The Ashnas Piyut doesn't have the Shtachavaya by the Goral, whereas the Svarat Piyut does. That's why some people want to do the Svarat, because it seems to track more of the Mishnah. There are answers to it. I actually heard a Shabbos Hagadol Hashem from Rabbi Shulman in Gizel Midwood, who gives a Hezbro as to the machlokas as to whether or not there was a Shtachavaya at that time when he did Kadosh Lashem. Okay. Ivay Luhum, the Gemara asks, what happens? We said that you tie the red string around the horns or the head of the scapegoat, and then it says Lanishka Kenegim Beish Kitasa. What does that mean? Does that mean, right, Lanishkat Akshirakai or Hamadakai? When we say Lanishkat Beish Kitasa, does that mean we tie a string around where it's going to be shechted? Or does that mean we face it to where it's going to be shechted? Because those were two things that were done to the scapegoat. So Tashma, we'll bring a Brisa. The Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says as follows. Kosher lashon shel zahoris barosh sari hamishtaleach. You tie a string around the head of the scapegoat. Vehemido kenegev eshlichuso, and then you face it next. You face it where it's going to go. Vila nishchat beish kenegev eshkitaso, and the nishchat beish kitaso. Same thing as our mishnah. What's kenegev eshkitaso? What are you doing beish kitaso? Facing it or tying a string around it? And the answer is because it says shelo yisarev zebazeh. I don't want the scapegoat and the carbon to be mixed up. V'shelo yisarei v'achir. They don't want the carbon to be mixed up with other carbonos.
So that's why.
So there are two things. So I don't want them to be mixed up with each other.
That's why you face them.
And I don't want that's why you tie the string. And I don't want them. And I don't want them to be mixed up with the other ones. So the Gemara says now iamar bishlamak shirakai. If you can tell me when it says that you're doing it to the nishkat bishkitaso means that you're putting a string around it, I understand. Shapir. Then. Each the scapegoat and this one is not mixed up because one's tied around the neck, one's tied around the head, and the carbon won't get mixed up with other carbonos because it has a string around it. But Eliyah Marta Hamadakai, and if you're telling me that all you're doing with the carbon is that you're changing the way it's facing, well then Nihid Chavi Lo Ma'arev, right? Okay, it won't get mixed up with the scapegoat. Why? The high cutter bay, the high low cutter bay, because one has a string, one doesn't have a string. But Bachrina Mias Ma'arev, but he's still going to get mixed up with the other carbonos. What's the difference? He's facing one way. What if he turns around? You're not going to know which one is which.
You said that the bar's not on that day.
Musaf? Yeah. So, El Olav Shmami No Akshirakai. They're talking about the kshira shma amina, and when the Mishnah says that you do it a beis shtita, it means that you tie your string. So there's one string that goes around the head of the sari mishaleya, and one string goes around the neck of the sari that's l'Hashem.
Let me tell you something. It's so much attention is going on in Yom Kippur, everybody watching what's going on. Do you think anything's getting mixed up?
It happens.
Yeah, they're bringing other goats there.
They have to. For the korbanos.
Now where he's standing.
What are you talking about? Where's this goat?
Somebody's holding on to the goat.
Okay, so the goat gets away. Anything can happen. You're asking a Yossi question. What's the Matzias? It happens.
I guess don't feel bad. He's in good company.
Okay. Yeah. They want, and also, so we say, but we always say Reis and Midrash. Why are you worried about this? You have to do, in order to have the Nisim, all the things to happen in the Reis and Midrash, you still had to do your best effort. So you have to do the best effort. All right, so maybe it would never happen. But we'll make sure it's never going to happen. You want to be a Chafil Jew, right? That's what you told me? So that's what you have to do it the best way possible. I didn't answer. So. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to talk about the actual string. So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Shtei Lashono Shamati. There are two red strings that I know about. Achashol Parah, there's one red string that goes by the Parah Duma, right? The Pasuk says, Nevel Akacha Kohen Eitz Erev Ezo Vushni Tolas, a red string. Veshlichal Tosreif as a Parah, you throw it into the ashes. Va'achashol Shira Mistalech. And there's one of the Shira Mistalech. Right? So I know that there are these two strings. There's actually a third string we just talked about, which is the string that goes around the neck. But there are two strings. Achat Sricha Shir, one requires some sort of minimal shear. The Achas Enet Sricha Shir, and one doesn't require this minimal shear. More later we'll talk about what the shear is. But I don't know which one requires a shear and which one does not. So Amar Rav Yosef Nechseyanam. Well, let's look into what needs to happen with each of these strings to determine which is the one that's going to need a shear. You said one does, one doesn't. We'll figure out which one is which. Nechseyanam. Shall Shir Hamishtaleach the Bay Chaluka Bay Shir. Shall Paro the Lo Bay Chaluka Lo Bay Shir. Well, the Shir Hamishtaleach has to be split into two. What happens? Sends it to the Midvara. What does he do? He splits it in two. Right? Ties one. Right? This is the Goron Slamach Zion. He keeps half it tied around the horns and half it ties on the rock. And then when it turns white, everyone goes cheers. No, it turned white. That's how you do it. So it has to be big enough to be split into two. So that's the one that requires a shear. But the para, what about the para? Who's it doesn't have to be split. If it doesn't have to be split. It doesn't need a shear. That must be the answer. So Gemara says, no, wait a second, not so clear. So maskif la rami bar chama. The para nami also needs to have a shear, right? Because nami by kovid, it needs weight. Rashi says. The last Rashi in the short lines, Shetehei Kveda B'tipo L'toch Omek Ha'or K'dekziv L'toch Shreva Sapara. We want it to be heavy enough that it actually falls into the fire, and it can't be this flimsy thing that gets burnt up before it even reaches to the fire. So it needs some sort of weight. Well, if it needs weight, it has to have some sort of shear to it, right? So he says, no, Amalei Kovet Tanahi. Kovet, whether it needs a weight, we'll see soon or tomorrow, is a Machlokes Tanahi. So he's going like the one who says it doesn't need kovet. Meaning, if you say it doesn't need kovet, it means it can be burned up before it even gets into the pot. Okay, so Gemara then says, well, wait a second. Okay, forget kovet. You said the reason why you said that it's the Sari Mishtalech red that has a shear because it has to get split. The parah thread also has to get split. Parah lo bayi chaluka? Does the parah not need chaluka? So Esme Abaye asks, so Mishnah in parah, Parakim, Mishnah Aleph, Ketzad hu oseh. What does the Kohen who's burning do with the Eitz Erez and the Ezov and the Shni Tolas? What does he do? Korchon b'shiyarei halashon. He ties the Eitz Erez and the Ezov with the remnants of the string. With the remnants of the string, that means there's leftover. It means he's got to have a bigger shear. Right? So he tied it up. So he goes, no, ema b'zonav halashon. Not with the remnants, it's with the zonav. Somehow they used to comb it out, and when you combed it out, you got these little fibers that came out, and you used that. But it wasn't, doesn't necessarily mean that it was bigger. Okay? What? Right, the zonav. So we tied it out, you combed it out, you get these extra strings that look like a tailor coming out. All right, we'll stop here. Malcolm, we'll pick up at the Amar Rabbi Chanan, okay?
Fine.
All right. I knew you would argue. Okay. Everyone have a good day.
All right.